Welcome. You're listening to Casually Baked, the podcast, home base for the can of curious. Thanks for tuning in.
It's a hard time. We had a hard time together. Together. Yes, it's a hard time. We had a hard time together.
Hi, y'all. I'm Joe, your host and cannabis lifestyle guide. I had an interview cancel at the last minute, so I'm catching up on emails from you in this Canna Curious Q&A. This week, I'm sharing more ideas for you cannabis Sherpas in training. I'm also tackling the consumption and dosing self-doubt issue. And last, but certainly not least, where can you home growers outside of adult use states locate and purchase seeds to get your cannabis garden party started? So wherever you are, whatever you've been stressing about today, let it all go, man. It's time to get casually baked.
I got the bottle of wine, the high dollar kind. I got the West Coast smoke, but I better just take one.
March is Women's History Month, and we celebrated International Women's Day on March 8th. That particular day, the sun was shining in Oakland after so much rain, so I met up with a girlfriend for an afternoon walk and then attended a movie screening that evening celebrating women on the front lines of creating the cannabis industry. Some of those women were featured in the 2018 documentary we watched by Wendy Borman called Mary Janes, The Women of Weed. Wendy explores the movement to end marijuana prohibition and her own relationship to the plant. She, like me and so many of you, grew up as a DARE generation kid, being fed propaganda, and she needed to break through those stereotypes for herself. Through a series of empowering and educational interviews with a diverse group of women leading the industry today, Wendy's own assumptions are transformed as she discovers that cannabis liberation intersects with the most urgent social justice issues of our time. She learns how this green revolution has big effects on environmental sustainability, ending the war on drugs and the prison industrial complex, and the destructive domination of Big Pharma. Last week on the podcast, I talked about being a cannabis Sherpa in your community. I received so much great feedback, including this email from Becky. Hi, OMG, you are amazing and your podcast is insanely good. I want to learn more about being a cannabis Sherpa and hosting parties that will connect the ladies in my life with cannabis. I'm in Connecticut, so we are plugging along to legalization, but I'm also a hop from Mass, which has adult use. I want to start laying the groundwork for legalization in Connecticut. How can I find out more about this and you? Loving the Garden Society podcast too. Thanks, Becky. Well, Becky, thank you for the compliment. It totally made my day. You know, it's a big responsibility to be the person your friends go to for their cannabis education and advice. I promise to continue sharing knowledge and ideas to help you be the best cannabis Sherpa you can be. And right now, I encourage you to look into hosting a screening of the documentary, Mary Janes, The Women of Weed. It will be a great overview of the culture and industry and give you the inspirational spark you're looking for to affect change in your home state. If you've got an internet connection, a laptop, an HDMI cable, and a television, you can make this viewing party happen. And if you're comfortable throwing parties and are feeling ambitious, you could rent out a local space and invite a larger crowd or your whole community. The most important thing about being a cannabis Sherpa is to share in ways that feel good to you. We want this to be a joyful journey for everyone, so don't get in over your head and stress the fuck out. Make sure you're having fun every step of the way. And that really is possible. Otherwise, what's the fucking point? Hosting a screening of Mary Janes would be a great way to lay that foundation for legalization. Not only does the film highlight influential women in the industry and empower you to break the glass ceiling, but it also does a little hand-holding with Cannabis 101 education. This is a really nice mix for cannabis newbies. And it can be super easy to host a screening in your living room with a few friends and family members. Or you can connect with your local theater about hosting the screening on a larger scale for your whole community. Go online to maryjanesfilm.com. There's a tab labeled Host a Screening that will walk you through the process. I'll also include the info in the podcast 78 show notes at casuallybaked.com. This morning, I messaged with Danielle in Ohio. She wrote, "Hi, Joanna, longtime listener and internet stalker of Casually Baked. I have loved your vibe and your energy from the very first few episodes. I just listened to episode 77 about being a cannabis Sherpa and feel as if timing of this episode couldn't have been better for me. My current struggle is with trying to actually bring my idea to life. How do I develop this online brand around myself where I can share my experiences and education to help others? I'm a very big fan of your shows and Garden Society and truly appreciate everything I've learned from you by listening to your podcasts. Thank you, Danielle." I'm thrilled to have your longtime support, Danielle. Thank you for opening up and sharing that with me. I'm in the weeds with content creation, so it's like cooking a meal for 3 days and then people gobbling it up in minutes asking you what's for dessert. It's not easy doing this, and feedback like yours is a powerful motivator. So thank you from the bottom of my Texas-sized heart. And that said, one thing I want you to consider, Danielle, and the rest of you aspiring cannabis Sherpas out there, is that you don't have to reinvent the wheel, and this doesn't have to feel as daunting as creating your own thing from scratch. I've already created fun and easy-to-understand educational videos and printed resource materials, and I encourage you to use them in your community. The cannabis basics information is the same no matter who you are or where you live or what font you use on what paper. So just use what I've already created in such a way that speaks to you and the needs of your community. When you're out in the community talking, find the topics that resonate, and then you can start building from there and find your own flow. Maybe that's supporting parents with kids who need cannabis, or maybe that's teaching cannabis education to seniors or mommy groups. Maybe you become the person who advocates for veterans or starts parent, teen, teacher drug talks. For now, it's okay to take baby steps while you explore what feels right. Do one little thing every single day that gets you closer to becoming your best self, doing the thing that makes your heart sing. That's what I call getting paid to be me. There are a bazillion ways to be of service in the cannabis space. There are also a bazillion people trying to break into the industry. So continue to get better at the thing you're already great at, making sure that that thing brings you joy. Maybe that thing you're great at is in an industry you don't give two shits about. But consider, if you're able to do that same thing in the cannabis space, would that make you happy? Either way, if it doesn't light you up, don't do it, because it takes a lot of fucking work and dedication and grit to make it in the cannabis industry. If you're already in it, awesome, keep showing up every single day. And you know what? You don't have to do it alone. Make friends in the industry and with businesses in your city. Join your local and regional cannabis organizations. And if you don't know any, Google it. Participate in your local government, attend a city council meeting, know who's making decisions for you, and introduce yourself to them. Have a dialogue. Speaking up and out as a cannabis Sherpa will open doors for collaboration and help you stand out as a trusted voice in the cannabis space. So my advice, start small, walk the walk, and grow, baby, grow. You cannabis Sherpas in training can find cannabis class resources in the show notes. They are perfect for teaching the highly responsible side of cannabis to newbies or anyone looking to level up their cannabis game in an approachable way. I received a lot of feedback on podcast 74, Heady Flower Talk. You folks really loved the dialogue with Amos and appreciated the differing opinions and our ability to listen and disagree comically and gracefully. That episode sparked this message from Kyle, who wrote, "I'm a 40-year-old cannabis consumer who's been living with ALS, and I've been a podcast subscriber from early on. I have to admit, I'm having a bit of an existential crisis since listening to episode 74. Because of my condition, I can't smoke, so can you offer a solution for how I choose a strain for me? I buy pre-filled vape cartridges and make oil and butter from flower for edibles. I rely on Leafly reviews to purchase my cannabis, and I'm now finding myself questioning the role of terpenes. Please help, Kyle." I was heading into the studio when I received Kyle's message, but I couldn't leave him hanging, so I immediately replied and asked, "Is what you're currently doing working for you or not?" When I got out of the session, I saw Kyle's response. "For the most part, yes, my routine is effective, but I'm in my own head now as to how much I'm benefiting versus just being stoned." Oh, Kyle, I have to tell you, there is a really powerful mantra I learned and use daily to ground myself in every decision, especially when I'm second-guessing myself or trying to ignore a truth that's whispering in my ear or sometimes slapping me upside the head. And that mantra, I am in my knowing of what I need. Kyle, you are living in that meat suit of yours. You are in it 24/7. You and your body have had a long time to get to know each other. And if you listen, it will tell you what it likes and doesn't like and what it needs. When I say that we are all precious snowflakes on this show, I mean that there will never be another person exactly like you. Your physical composition, genetics, heritage, your habits, environment, your diet, sleep, attitude, they all play a part in determining what's best for us, what's best for you. Data is amazing. The other thing about data is that you can use it to tell all kinds of stories. Guess what? Your body is also amazing, and it can tell all kinds of stories too. I'm at a point in my wellness education and life journey that I'm more confident listening to my body. When it comes to cannabis, it doesn't matter what works for someone else. You've got to find what works for you. Kyle, if you aren't already working with a cannabis doctor or nurse practitioner, they could help you further dial in your experience based on your medical history, prescription regimen, and current wellness routine. Maybe they could help you get back that peace of mind. I'll include some links in the show notes for cannabis health practitioners accepting telehealth patients across the country. In November of 2018, voters in Michigan passed Proposal 1, making Michigan the 10th state in America and the first in the Midwest to legalize adult-use cannabis. Charles emailed asking if I could help him locate seeds that he can purchase legally from the Great Lakes state. Until the newly legalized cannabis market gets up and running, getting access to seeds or clones can be a challenge. One option is to have them gifted to you from someone already growing cannabis for medical use. The new Michigan cannabis law enables people age 21 or older to grow up to 12 plants for personal use, as long as they don't sell any of the pot. But folks like Charles are struggling right now to start a personal grow without easy access to seeds or plants. So Charles, I know you asked where you could obtain the seeds legally, but I'm here to tell you that from my research, if you want to get started right now, you're going to have to get comfortable being in the gray. Cannabis flower, seeds, and clones won't be commercially available for sale until the Michigan State Department of Licensing and Regulation develops the legal framework and rules governing the adult recreational market, which might take up to a year. Until then, no licenses for legal cannabis businesses will be granted. Initial reports predict the first recreational cannabis dispensaries in Michigan will open early 2020. That said, your not quite legal option is to buy seeds online. And yes, I acknowledge the seeds would be shipped to your house, violating federal law. But if you're interested in growing your own cannabis, hear me out. The website ilovegrowingmarijuana.com is an excellent resource to explore. Robert Bergman founded ilovegrowingmarijuana.com in 2012 as a platform for sharing his 25 years of growing knowledge. Bergman has spent over two decades growing cannabis in and around Amsterdam. He started out in small home-based setups with just five plants, moving on to industrial-sized plantations and laboratory breeding. He, along with fellow breeders, have curated high-quality seeds, which they ship around the world. I know what you're thinking. This is an international shipment? Is that safe? Well, according to ilovegrowingmarijuana.com, they discreetly and successfully deliver seeds worldwide using stealth packaging so customs will not find the seeds. Your bank transcript will not have any cannabis-related payments on it, and the package itself has no cannabis or marijuana references in or on it. They claim to deliver good quality products and guarantee their seeds are the best available. So what about customs? Well, according to Bergman's website, seed banks have been shipping seeds to the USA and other countries for more than two decades now. In rare cases, customs sends you a notice of interception letter. According to Bergman, if you get this letter, there are no legal or other consequences for you. This is based on over a decade of shipping experience. Too many items are intercepted daily by customs, and seeds are very low on a customs officer's priority list. If you don't receive your seeds within 25 days, they'll send you new seeds in different packaging at no additional cost. If you choose regular free shipping, the package isn't registered, so there is no tracking references involved. On a side note, I was in the post office a couple of weeks ago, and the postwoman informed me they just received a memo that they are supposed to start paying attention for cannabis in packages. She rolled her eyes when she told me and said, "I won't do that. Cannabis is legal in this state, and that's ridiculous." My assumption is this letter went out to every post office around the country. The postwoman then told me that she'd recently taken a package that reeked of dank-ass weed to her boss. She asked what she was supposed to do with it. It was obvious there was cannabis flower in it. And according to her, the response was to just deliver it. If it were me, I would not ship or receive cannabis flower in the mail. I would, however, buy cannabis seeds online from a reputable source if I wanted to grow and didn't have access to the amazing genetics from Nat at the Humboldt Seed Company. I get it. We're spoiled here in California. So, Charles, I encourage you to scope out the site and make an informed decision that feels good to you. And when it comes to growing, Bergman's site offers a lot of support for newbies. Robert's Grow Bible is a free download if you're looking for a grow guide. They also offer a personal grow support forum with expert growers on deck to answer your question within 24 hours. If you're ready to get started with your home grow but can't get your hands on quality seeds in your state, I'll include links and more info in the show notes at casuallybaked.com. And if you're looking for the perfect companion grow lights for those cannabis seeds, Keith at Black Sail Market couldn't make it easier for you. Learn more about his high-power LED grow lights for the indoor garden on Podcast 49, DIY Simple Indoor Growing. All right, that's it for today's Canna Curious Q&A. Thanks to you passionate listeners connecting with me and asking great questions. Never forget, You are the authority on your health and wellness. I'm happy to be your cannabis lifestyle guide and share what I know and learn with you. But at the end of the day, you do you. And, you know, lean on me whenever you need support. I'm an excellent cheerleader. If you are too, and you know someone who'd pick up what I'm putting down, I hope you'll share this podcast with them. Puff, puff, pass it on.
This is a high time. We had a high time together.
Casually Baked, the podcast, was created, recorded, and produced by yours truly. Editing and sound design are in the capable hands of Arnav Gupta. The podcast theme music is by my highly talented friend Seth Walker. If you aren't familiar with Seth's music, you can find High Time on his album Gotta Get Back wherever you're buying your music these days. I know he didn't create High Time for me, but it sure as shit sounds like he did, right? I hope you'll tune in next time. Thanks for hanging out.